Section 4.
You will hear a lecture on canals and waterways.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good afternoon, and welcome to this week's lecture on man's working relationship with the great waterways of the world. Last week we discussed some of the more famous bridges of the world, and this week I'd like to look more closely at canals and how people have worked with the canal system as a form of transportation for people and tradable commodities, as well as its use in irrigation. As mentioned, it is believed that canals or man-made waterways used either to collect water or link existing waterways, such as rivers and lakes, were first used as a form of irrigation. And there still exists canals directing water from the Euphrates and the Tigris rivers in ancient Mesopotamia, the area that is modern-day Iraq, Kuwait, and parts of Syria and Turkey, which date back to the 6th century BC. Also in the 6th century BC, the great Persian ruler Darius I built a canal to transport goods that connected the Nile River and the Red Sea, which was 2,500 years before another great canal, the Suez, was constructed linking the Mediterranean and India and the Far East. We'll be looking at the Suez Canal in more detail later. Meanwhile, in China, some of the great early canals were being constructed from the 3rd century BC, that's over 2,300 years ago, which were used for both the transport of people and goods and irrigation. Then, in the 7th century AD, one of the greatest engineering feats of the time was accomplished, some even calling it brilliant madness. China's main rivers run from the west to the east, and Emperor Yang of the Sui Dynasty had an idea to connect the rivers with a grand canal running from the south to the north, principally to move rice from the rich farmlands of the southern regions to the northern regions, and to move his armies at will in order to better protect his empire. China's Grand Canal has become one of the great symbols of Chinese engineering, and at 1,764 kilometers in length is the longest man-made waterway in the world, and is now listed in UNESCO's World Heritage List. One of the main problems in constructing canals, in particular for canals connecting different waterways over long distances, is that usually there are great differences in the water levels of different seas and oceans, and also the length of the canal. Originally, a very simple method was employed, known as a flash lock. That's two words, flash lock, which would hold the water on one side, and when opened, would carry a vessel through to the other side. However, this meant that it was difficult to travel in the opposite direction as water rushed through from one elevation to the other. Chinese engineers working on the Grand Canal system in the 10th century AD devised a more sophisticated lock known as a pound lock, which has now become the standard operating lock in all modern canals, which allows water levels to be more controlled, allowing transport to be easily accomplished in both directions. It is likely that Leonardo da Vinci refined the pound lock system, as designs were discovered in his writings, which appear to be later incorporated into the Milan canals in around 1500. As well as famous cities that have intricate canals and locking systems such as Venice, Amsterdam, and Bangkok's famous Klongs, canals are also used to link major bodies of water, such as oceans and seas. Two of the most famous are, of course, the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal. As trading between nations began to really make its mark in the 19th century, and with the advent of powered vessels, cutting sailing times became a prime concern. And, additionally, there was the element of safety as vessels moved from Europe to the Far East or from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. Previously, they had to travel around the southern tip of Africa or South America, which were notorious for loss of both life and vessel. In the middle of the 19th century, construction began on the Suez Canal, linking the Mediterranean Sea with the Red Sea, and this was completed in 1869, although many attempts had been embarked upon in previous years. When opened, the Suez Canal had a huge impact on world commerce, as the sailing distance linking Europe and the markets and suppliers of the Indian subcontinent and the East was reduced by 7,000 kilometers. Today, the Suez Canal is 163 kilometers in length and carries around 17,000 vessels a year. Interestingly, because the Mediterranean and Red Seas have approximately the same water level, there are no locks for vessels to navigate. The Panama Canal was an altogether different situation, with various attempts ending in massive loss of life and at huge cost. In the 1880s, the French began construction of the Panama Canal to link the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, but within only a couple of years, more than 20,000 workers died of tropical diseases, and it was left to the Dutch to attempt to complete the project. However, in 1890, the Dutch called a halt to the project, again owing to disease and massive costs, and the site was handed to the Americans in 1902. Thanks to better medical practices, the canal was finally completed in 1914, with the loss of just 5,000 workers. The locks of the canal are just under 35 meters wide, and the depth is, in places, just 26 meters. While the traveling distance is measured at 77 kilometers. As a final point, it is interesting to note that history shows us that canals have been in use for thousands of years on Earth, but certain scientists have claimed that Mars also appears to have an intricate system of canals. However, this is probably something best left to science fiction.
That is the end of the listening test.